bottom of Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Mita Sheyichdel Ma'os. You have a bed that you designated for keeping money on it. Asur L'Taltala. So you're not allowed to move it at all, because it becomes bottle to the money. And the money's not fit for anything on Shabbos, so you can't move it for any purpose. Neste. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Yachim Nachman Yitzchak asked the following question. Metaltel in Ner Chadash, we have in the Mishnah, you're allowed to be metaltel, a new candle, a lamp that's made out of cheres, avalo yosh. Ma ner d'lahachi avida. A ner is no worse than a bed that you designated for money. The whole purpose that you make a lamp out of cheres is to light it, and that first time it's going to become mias, so it's miyuchad for sure for lighting and becoming mias. Still, before you light it even once, you're allowed to be metaltel it. So why is that any different than a bed that you designated for money, that should be muktzah, and the ner chada shouldn't be muktzah? Kilo hidlik boshar little tula, by a lamp that's made out of earthenware. If you didn't light it at all, ever, you're allowed to be metaltel it, even though it's meyuchad for lighting. So why should the bed that you never put money on it, but you were meyached it for money, why should that be muktzah? Mita delav lohachi avida lokoshke, a bed that's not made specifically for money, even if you designated it for money, why should that be worse than something that's made lechatchila dafka to light and to become muktzah? Mita delav lohachi avida lokoshke, that should not be muktzah. Elei itmar hachi itmar. Therefore, it was said differently. Om Rav Yehuda Marav. If Rav Yehuda said this in the name of Rav, he said it the following way. Mita sheyichta lemos. If you designate a bed to put money on it, so then it depends. Hiniach aleha mos asur l'taltala. If you actually one time put money on it, then it's like the nair that you lit, even Erev Shabbos, that you can't be metaltal anymore. Same thing over here. Even if you put money on it Erev Shabbos, and the money's not on it on Shabbos, you can't be metaltal it. Lo hiniach aleha mos, if you didn't put money on it ever before Shabbos, then just the fact that you designated for having money on it, mutar l'taltala. The bed does not become muktzah, just like the lamp that you never lit is not muktzah. Lo yichta l'mos. What happens if you didn't designate it for money? Then, yesh aleha mos, if on Shabbos there is money on it, even though it wasn't designated for that, asur l'taltala, then you're not allowed to move it around because of the money on it. Ein aleha mos, if there is no money on it, mutar l'taltala. Then you can be metaltalit, since it wasn't designated for holding money. It depends if the money's on there or not. When the money's on there on Shabbos, you can't be metaltalit. When there's no money on there on Shabbos, then you could be metaltalit. The who shalo hayu aleha bein hashmoshes. That's only if the money wasn't on there when Shabbos came in. But if the money was on there when Shabbos came in, then it becomes a bosses ledover ha'aser, right? And since it was muktzah when Shabbos came in, it remains muktzah for the whole Shabbos. And the halachas of bosses, when it becomes a boss, it's not as sugyas later on. We're not going to go into it now. Rashi. Hiniach aleha mos, afilu b'chol. Even if you put money on it during the week, on Erev Shabbos, there's no money on it on Shabbos. Since it was meyuchad for mos, and you put mos on it at least once, then the bed becomes something that's muktzah. Hari huktzah le'iser. You designated for that, and you actually used it for that. It's like the new candle that you actually lit once. Even if you lit it before Shabbos, it becomes muktzah. Hari huktzah le'iser va'asur l'taltala. Va'afilu nistalku hamos mivod yom. Even if you took the money off from before Shabbos, so there was never money on it on Shabbos, but since you designated it to hold money, and you actually put money on it, it becomes a kli that's asur to mitaltal. A ner shel mateches has other uses, right? A metal lamp can be used for other things. It can be used to fill up with water or whatever. And therefore, you're never meyached it dafka for burning. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can move a metal lamp even if it was made, what's it called, burnt before Shabbos. But a earthenware lamp is made for nothing else but burning. And therefore, if you lit it, it's what's it called? It's osur, even if you didn't light it, but it wasn't burning on Shabbos. What?
A bed is meant to sleep on it.
No, but here you were meyachid, and you changed it from that. You made this bed for holding money. This bed's not for sleeping anymore. You designate it for holding money, not for sleeping. So designating it, so the ner chadash, where it's cheres, is just as if it's designated. That's what you make it for. But a ner of mateches is not meyuchad, dafka for burning. You use it for burning, but you use it for other things also. Tarashi says, therefore it's not similar to the bed. You have a little, what's it called, a little cot, and you decided you're going to keep your money on the bed.
Not to use
it for sleeping, of course. You're miyachid, that's what it's called. You designated to keep money. If you didn't designate it, and there is no money on it on Shabbos, even though you put money on it Erev Shabbos, but if you took the money off before Shabbos, and you didn't designate it to be a place to keep money, then, what's it called, you're allowed to be metalkal on Shabbos. Behu, shenestalkum bod yom. That's only if you took the money off before Shabbos came in. Shelo hayu aleha kol ben hashmashas. That the money wasn't on it the whole time of ben hashmashas. Aval hayu aleha kol ben hashmashas, it's kitzai lekuli yuma. Then the bed becomes muktzah for the whole Shabbos with the rule that migo diskatzoi le ben hashmashos, le mikzah Shabbos, is katzoi lekuli yuma. Since it was muktzah when Shabbos came in, it remains muktzah for the whole Shabbos. Okay. Go on. Masiv Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Lezer is asking a question on this halacha now. Okay, so basically what the halacha is that if you designate something for something that's aser, and you used it at least once for that iser thing, then it becomes muktzah. It becomes either a klisha malachto le-iser, it becomes worse than a klisha malachto le-iser, we'll see in a few seconds. If you didn't designate that mutter thing for something that's aser, right, but you used it on Shabbos for something that's aser, and as long as the thing that's aser is on it, you're not allowed to move it. Once the thing goes off, you're allowed to move it. Unless the thing that's aser was on it when Shabbos came in, then it remains muktzah the entire Shabbos. Okay, that's the halacha that we just learned. So, Moser Rebbe Lesser, Muchni Shela, Bizman Shi Nishmetes, Ein Chiberla, the Einim Dedesima, Ve'en matzelas ima ba'ol ha'meis, ve'en goru naso v'shabes v'zman she'esh oleh ha'mos. Ve'en oleh ha'mos sharia afal gav d'havoy oleh ben ha'shmashos. Okay, let's see what the whole case is here. Rashi learns, Muchni Shela is talking about a cart, a wagon, that Rashi says is used for transporting people, and it has a wheel on it that is, that either can be detached, or sometimes the wheel is made in such a way it can't be detached. The wheel is called the muchni. Okay, that is the case. It's a cart with a wheel. It's made out of wood. It's a wooden cart with a wooden wheel. Sometimes the wheel can be detached. Sometimes the wheel can't be detached. Tosfos learns that it's talking about not a cart for transporting people, but it's talking about an aron, right? Some kind of closet that's made for keeping kelim, not for people. And the top of the closet is open. It opens from the top. Because if it wouldn't open from the top, then it'd be tamei tumei medris, where you could sit on it or stand on it and not upset the use of the aron, because it's opening from the side. On the top, people can sit on the top and still can use the aron by opening the door from the side. But if it opens from the top, you interfere with the use of the aron if you sit on the top. So then it's not roi lemed. Medris is a tuma which people walk on, sit on, right? That's one kind of tuma. And then there's things that are not fit for walking on or sitting on. They're not makabel tumas medris. They're makabel tumas meis, other tumas if things touch it or whatever. We'll see there's a difference between them. But Tosa says, but a cart, where people sit in the cart, right, that's Roy Latami Tumas Medris, and Tosos therefore says these halachas wouldn't apply to that. For some reason, Rashi holds it would. Tosos also argues on Rashi a different thing. He says the Muchni is not a wheel, right, that's on this cart, but it's the base. The cart sits on a base, like a Kior Vikano. So the Muchni is a base that the cart sits on. Sometimes the base is connected, not detachable from the aron, And sometimes the base is connected to the Aron, and it sometimes it's connected and it's not detachable, and sometimes it's a separate thing you can detach from the Aron. Okay, so again, Tosfos is talking about an Aron that's made for Kalim, which opens from the top, and it's sitting on a base. And we're discussing whether the base is detachable or not detachable. Rashi learns it's a cart used for transporting people, and it has a wheel, and sometimes the wheel is detachable, sometimes not. Basically, the halachas are the same, barring the halachas of Tumah, but it's basically the same thing, just two different kinds of cases. And the reason Tosfos says his case is because of halachas of Tumah, not for any other reason. Okay, so Rashi says like this. Let's learn Rashi's pshat. You should know that there's Tosfos on the other pshat, and you can figure out from how Rashi learns how it applied to Tosfos' case of the Aron and the base. Muchni shela gabi shida tnan meseches kelim. This is a mishnah in meseches kelim by a shida. Rashi says is a cart, a wagon. The he agola shel eitz. It's a cart of wood. Mukefes mechitzos, which is surrounded with mechitzos. It's not a flat bed cart. It's a cart that has walls. Lemerkav anoshim anoshim, and men and women are transported in this cart. Muchni ofen, and the muchni is the what's it called, the wheel. Bisman shi nishmetes kein ofni agola shalonu. Rashi says like our carts, you can take the wheel off. Shadam yochel esalkom in agola, you can take the wheel off the cart. Eino chiburla, so the wheel is not considered part of the wagon. The chashuva hi kli liatzma, since it's detachable, it's considered to be a kli by itself. The e shida bas kibulei tumahi, if the shida is Mekabel Tumah, we'll see in 1 second what it depends on, if the Sheda is Mekabel Tumah or not. Kabbalah's Tumah over here means that if a mace, a Tomei mace, touches the wood, it's a wooden kli, it's Mekabel Tumah. Kigon, She'enu Machzekes Nemso Belach, right, where it would not hold, the halach is like this, clay, kli eights, okay, that are not Roy Lemedris. That's how pashtus it is, that's why it's a problem with this Rashi. But Kli H, okay, that is only Mekabel Tumah by touching it, or whatever. So that halacha is that it has to be Doma to Sak. The Gemara compares Kli H to a sack, to a sack. Just like a sack is movable, whether it's filled or it's empty. So a Kli H has to be able to be moved freely, whether it's filled or it's empty. But if it's so big that if you fill it up with something liquid, it would hold 40 saw, then you can't move it when it's full. It's not movable freely when it's full, and therefore it's not Mekabel Tumah. It's not like a sack. So any Kli Eitz, that's what's it called, that's Machzik, 40 saw, right, of liquid, is big enough to be Mekabel 40 saw of liquid, it's not Mekabel Tumah. And so therefore, if V'nitma HaSheda, so if the Sheda is not so big, and it is movable even when it's full, and therefore, it's Mekabel Tumah. Lo nitma hamuchni. The wheel doesn't become tame, because the wheel is considered a separate kli. And one kli is not metame another kli. So if you touch the shida and make it tame, the wheel doesn't become tame. The ilah bas kibulei tumahi. If the wagon is too big to be Mekabel Tumah, it holds more than 40 saw of liquid, right? So it's not Mekabel Tumah. The naga tumah bimuchni. And tumah touched the wheel. Hamuchni tameya. Since the muchni is not considered part of the wagon, so it's not part of the wagon, therefore it could be Mekabel Tumah. It itself doesn't hold 40 saw. Even though it's connected to the wagon that does, it's not considered part of the wagon. So it becomes tame. The lochashiva mishida. It's not considered part of the shida. The he metalkula malev rekonis. And the wheel is not so big that it can't be moved when it's full. The Yeshua base kibble. And the wheel also is talking where it has a place where you can put things. It has, the wheel itself is has a indentation in it, or it's a base kibble, something where it can be filled up. Okay, an area that can be filled up. So it's a kli. It's not just stam with spokes like a regular wheel. It's a wheel that has, I guess, around the center, there's a cup. Looks like a cup that you could fill up. The einim dedesima leinyan tuma, and the second halacha is so the shida is a separate kli, and if the muchni is a separate kli, since it's detachable, and therefore, if the Sheda becomes Tameh, the Mukhni doesn't automatically become Tameh, and if the Sheda is not Roy Lekabel Tuma, the Mukhni is still Roy Lekabel Tuma. Ve'enonim dedesima le'inin Tuma, to the precious. Right? It's not counted together with it to make it something that holds our boim saw. In other words, if the Sheda itself holds only 39 saw, but the wheel will hold another saw, you don't look at it as one kli and say, well, this whole kli holds 40 saw and it's not makabel tuma. No, since the Sheda only holds 39 saw, it's still makabel tuma. And the wheel itself is also makabel tuma separately. You don't count it together with the Sheda in determining whether it holds 40 saw or not, and therefore it's not makabel tuma. Kidaprecious. The kli eitz hamachzik mem saw belach shehen kurayim biyadesh tar. A kli eitz that holds 40 saw of liquid measurement, which is the same thing as 2 kor of solid measurement. It's the same volume of 40 saw of liquid is the same volume of 2 kor in dry measurement. Tar, it's tar. Kidamrim van madlikin. The kli eitz iskish l'sak. The kli eitz is compared to a sak. Has to be like a sack that you can move it whether it's empty or full. The zoo ain't a metaltal molly. This one, it's full. If you fill it up with liquid, you couldn't move it. The way you measure a wagon or an aron, right, is not that you measure it in its what it can actually hold, the inside measurement, right? Because the thickness of the kli also counts. So you consider as if it's in another kli, and the inside of that kli is what you measure. So if the kli it would fit into holds 40 saw, then even though you couldn't put 40 saw inside this wagon, but the wagon itself is big enough, its outside measurements is big enough that if it would be all hollow, you could put 40 saw, how do you know, put that whole thing into another kli, and then see if that kli will hold 40 saw, then it's not makabel tuma. The marzik also kli mem saw to hora hasheda. The afopi shehi eino marzikus mem saw, even though if you put mem saw into the wagon itself, it wouldn't hold 40 saw, because sover af ovya nimdadasimad. They still hold that even the thickness of the walls counts also. You consider them as if they would be hollow. And therefore, the way that you figure it out is put that into another kli and fill that with 40 saw. Vahamuchni eino nimdadimad. But the wheel doesn't count. Vahashlin. The roen kiilu nitl hamuchni viacharka kinos nashedl tochakli. You don't consider the kli that you are putting the agola into big enough to hold the wheel. You take the wheel off as if you took the wheel off, and you consider it a kli that would be big enough to hold the wagon without the wheel. And if that holds 40 saw, it's not makabel tuma. If it doesn't, it's makabel tuma. The eino matzelis ima ba'ol hameis dim hasheda machzik nemsa. If the shida itself does hold 40 saw, the eino makabelis tuma, and therefore it's not makabel tuma. Matzelis ba'ol hameis. It's matzil the oel hames, ba'avi oel liatzma. It's considered an oel by itself. V'lo shenichnas ol the hames bo. It's not talking where this wagon went into a house, into an oel where a mace isn't found. Dimkein ein kan hatzola. Shari agag mala la taharos mil mala. Right over there, the gag of the house brings the tuma to the whole wagon. So that's not what it's talking about. Ela kagon shenichnas ol beis hakvoros. It's a wagon that went into the Beis HaKvaros. It's not inside an Oel HaMeis itself. Kedamrinam be'erevin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af Beis HaKvaros, v'nei sheyochol lochutz b'shida tevel migdal. So what happens is now like this. If you have something, an Ohel, inside a Beis HaKvaros, that will separate between the Beis HaKvaros and the, let's say there's Kalim inside the Ohel. So then the Ohel is matzik between the Beis HaKvaros and the Kalim, and they're not makabel tuma. That an ohel, even if it's a movable ohel, is considered an ohel, and therefore it's matzik between the tuma and the Beis HaKvaros and the kalim inside this ohel. So therefore, if you have kalim inside the wagon, the walls of the wagon separate between the tuma and the Beis HaKvaros and the kalim don't become tummy. The kalim bolted. What happens though if you have kalim on the wheels? right? They're higher than the mechitza, but they're behind the wheel. So the wheel itself, the gova hamuchni magina alehem, eino matzilim. The muchni klihu liatzmo umekabel tuma. Right? The halacha is that anything that's makabel tuma is not matzik mitnei tuma. It has to be something that's not makabel tuma that then can make a barrier between it and the kelim at makabel tuma. But if the thing that's a barrier is itself makabel tuma, then it doesn't serve as a barrier. So if you have the wagon, it's not makabel tuma because it holds 40 saw. So if you have kelim inside the wagon, the walls of the wagon, which are not makabel tuma, separate between the tuma of the Beis HaKvaros and the kelim inside. But the wheel, which is a separate kli, is makabel tuma. So if the kelim are only separated from the Beis HaKvaros because of the wall of the wheel, then it is makabel tuma. Because the wheel itself is not 40 saw. It's not considered part of the Shida. It's Makabal Tuma. Once it's Makabal Tuma, it's not Matzig. It's not Matzel Minatuma. It doesn't save anything from Tuma. It itself can't be a barrier because it's a barrier that's Makabal Tuma. And a barrier that's Makabal Tuma, it doesn't serve as a barrier from Tuma. The Eino Chotzis Mithia Tuma. But Abosai Dochim Mepharshim also be Oel Hames Mamish. Says my Rebbeim learned this a different way. They learned that it's talking where it's mamish inside an oil hames, not in a Beis HaKvaros, uve shalcheres hamukefes samit posel, and it's talking about a wagon that's made out of cheres, and it has it's samit posel on it. It has it's covered and tied shut because the kli cheres that's tied shut is matzil the things inside. And because otherwise, if it be wood, it wouldn't be matzel, even with some apostle. A wooden thing that Rashi learns at least, even a wooden thing that's not makabel tuma, because it's so big, if you cover it and tie it up, the kalim inside are still makabel tuma. Okay? Unless it's itself not makabel tuma, whatever. But by klicheres, the halach of some apostle applies, Tosa says that Lamaisa applies to wood also, not like Rashi. As long as the wood is not Makabal Tuma, it's big enough not to be Makabal Tuma, then the halach of Tzomid Pasul also applies. Rashi learns it doesn't. Chada dinim deres lo shayich b'shal cheres, glaliski shasach. First of all, the halachas of whether it's 40 saw or not don't apply to kli cheres. It only applies to kli eights. Only eights is compared to sak, not cheres. Ubein metalkul bein inim metalkul tami. And therefore, even a kli cheres that's gigantic is Makabal Tuma. If the muchni is tzomid pasul, then it's similar to the sheda, it's also matzel. And if it's not, then if the sheda is not, then it's also not matzel. So what's the difference? One is yes covered, one's not covered, then it has nothing to do with the fact that it's a muchni or it's a sheda. The perish nishnas mesechus kelim vehilkus kli eitz. Besides that, you can't say it's talking about an earth, earthenware kli. Because it's talking about it's in the Mishnayos that have to do with kliates, that have to do with wooden kelim. The Hilchos Klicheres, Nishnu Levadam, the halachas of Klicheres are in a different part of the Mishnayos of kelim. The Hilchos Kliates, Nishnu Levadam, they're both separate, and this halacha was said by kliates, not by Klicheres. So therefore Rashi learns his way, that it's talking where it's not inside a bias where it could be Makabel Tuma because of Oel Hanes, it's in a Beis HaKvaros. Okay, so Lamaisa, what does the Gemara say? The ain gorin osa b'shabes bisman sheyesh lehamos, right? You can't, if there's money on the wheel, okay, and the wheel is detachable, you can't move the wheel if there's money on it. Mashme ha ain lehamos, but if you took the money off, right, sharia. Apal gab dahavu ele ben ashmashas. Mashma, even if the money was on that wheel when Shabbos came in, as long as there's no money on it now, you can move it. So we said before, if the bed had money on it when Shabbos came in, it remains muktzah the whole Shabbos. And here we're saying, if the wheel had money on it when Shabbos came in, it doesn't remain muktzah the whole Shabbos. Reb Shimon he the lesley muktzah, Rav Yehuda v'Rav k'Reb Yehuda spirilei enochanami. According to Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold of muktzah, the halacha is that it's only muktzah when the money's on it. If the money's not on it, even if it was on there from Ol Ben Hashmoshes, Reb Shimon doesn't hold of muktzah. Therefore, he doesn't hold of this idea of basis l'davar ha'aser, that it becomes a basis for the whole Shabbos. So therefore, as long as the money's on it, even Reb Shimon holds, it's not fit for anything, the money's not fit for anything, and it's muktzah. But if the money's off of it, then it will be okay. And I, Rav, said that even if the money's off of it, if it was on there when Shabbos came in, that's only according to Reb Yehuda, who holds of muktzah. But Reb Shimon, even Rav, would be moda, according to Reb Shimon, that it wouldn't be mukta once the money went off. Okay, Tosus points out over here that what's it have to do with if it's detachable or not detachable? Tosus says, even according to Reb Yehuda, if the wheel wouldn't be detachable and there's money on it, then it doesn't become a basis. You're allowed to move the wagon with the wheel on it, even though the money's on the wheel. Why? Because the whole idea of a basis means that the thing becomes bottle to the issue. Okay, you have a bed, you're mayachid it for money, the bed becomes bottle to the money, so the bed becomes like money. So the whole bed becomes immovable. But over here, you have the main part of the kli is the wagon. The wheel is bottle to the kli. So the wheel can't be bottle to the money. It's more bottle to the shida, which doesn't have money on it, which is movable, than it's bottle to the money. So therefore, if you have mukta on a kli that has two parts to it, one is a secondary thing and one's a main thing, right? So then, but they're really two parts. But one, so then, if there's money or something, mukta on the not main part, it doesn't make the main part mukta, and since the main part is not mukta, and the other thing is bottled to it, so it's not bottled to the money, the whole thing doesn't become a basis. You're allowed to move the whole thing. From here, the poskim learn that if you have money in your pocket, and the pocket is not mamish part of the pants, there's pockets where the pocket is made as part of the pants, it's parts where it's sewn in, right, partially, but it's a separate kli, right, but it's sewn into the pants. Usually it's not made like that, but sometimes it is. Right, where the pocket is not part of the beged itself, but it's a separate beged that's connected, and it's not detachable. You don't detach the pocket; it's sewn in. But it's not; it's a separate thing that's sewn into the beged. Okay, that kind of pocket. And you have money in the pocket; the beged doesn't become muktzah, doesn't become a basis. Even if you left the money there on purpose, which is the halacha of a basis, has to be done on purpose, and you have to have intention to leave it there the whole Shabbos. Still, it's not a basis because the pocket is buckled to the beged. Therefore, it can't be bottled to the money. And since the ikr beged is not muktzah, the beged is not. But if you have a beged where the pocket is mamish part of the beged, it's not a separate thing that's connected, it's the beged, then the money in the pocket is in the beged, the whole beged becomes muktzah.
So, finally, logic to a bed, if you have a headboard at the shelf and there's money on the headboard
at the top. Right, exactly. Exactly. Anything similar to that. Okay, let's just see some of the halakhas. The rif. Paskins over here, the halacha that when there is money on it, you can't move the bed, but he doesn't paskin the halacha that when you are meyachid a bed for money, and you put money on it Erev Shabbos, and there's no money on it now on Shabbos, that the bed is muktzah. The Ran explains, because that halacha of yichta only goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. That halacha that if you set aside a bed for money, and you used it once for money, but there's no money on there on Shabbos, that halacha only is according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon doesn't hold a muktzah like that. We pass on Rav Shimon. And therefore, that is not muktzah. But even Rav Shimon would hold, when there's mamish money on it, money, according to Rav Shimon, is for sure muktzah. And when it's money on the bed, then you can't move it. The Balamor also holds like that. It's like, that the din over here, that it's muktzah, is muktzah even l'tzorach gufo makoma. Because once you're meyached the bed for money and there's money on it on Shabbos, it's not fit for anything. Okay. However, the Balamor and Tosfos also hold, not like the Rif, that even according to Reb Shimon, right, the bed would be muktzah, but not letzorach gufo makoma. In other words, the machlokas would be, could you move the bed letzorach gufo makoma? According to Reb Yehuda, the bed is muktzah completely. And according to Reb Shimon, it is muktzah, but you're allowed to move it to tzorach gufo makoma. And the Rambam and the Rif hold that it's mutter legamri. In other words, there's no such halach over here of mita sheyichto according to Reb Shimon, even though you were meyached the bed for money and you put money on it before Shabbos. As long as there's no money on it on Shabbos, according to Reb Shimon, you can move for any purpose. So it's machlokas, the Rambam and the Rif against the Balamor and Tosfos, whether according to Reb Shimon, meaning according to halacha, a bed like this would be muktzah at all, right? According to the Rabbeinu Tam and the Balamor, according to Halacha, the bed would be muktzah, but not letzorach gufo makoma. And according to what's it called, the Rambam and the Rif, it wouldn't be muktzah at all. You'd be allowed to move it for everything. Okay. The Okay, that is what you call the Balamor and one sheet in Tausus. The Rabbeinu Tam holds even further than that. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Nita is Osir, even according to Rav Shimon, and it's Osir Legamri. It's like Muxesh Chisor and Kis, which Rav Shimon also holds of, and you can't move for any purpose. It's like there is mukta that Rav Shimon holds of, like where you on purpose push the thing out of your mind for use on Shabbos. Like you put dates or figs to dry out. You totally, because they get disgusting before they dry out, you take them out of your mind completely. That Rav Shimon holds is mukta. There are other things like that. So they hold a third shita that even a lahalacha, even according to Rav Shimon, if you designated a bed for putting money on it, and you actually put money on it at some point before Shabbos, that bed becomes something like figs or whatever that's muktzah even according to Rav Shimon, and muktzah completely. So three shitas. The Rambam and the Rif hold that the bed is not muktzah according to Rav Shimon at all. You can move it. The Balamor and one shita in Tosfos holds that even according to Rav Shimon, the bed is muktzah, but only letzorech gufo, only if not letzorech gufo makomo, but if it's letzorech gufo makomo, you could move the bed. And Rabbeinu Tam holds a bed is mukta like Machmas Chisor and Kis. You can't move it for anything. The Beis Yosef, however, learns in the Rabbeinu Tam not like that. That he learns that the Rabbeinu Tam also holds like the Balamor that it Letzorah Gufa Makomo. It's also mutter. Okay, so now the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rif and the Rambam that a bed that you set aside for money and you put money on it once, lahalacha is still mutter to move for any purpose. And the Ramah brings down that it's only mutter to move letzorech gufo makomo, but not letzorech gufo makomo, it's also to move. And Pashas, the Ramah holds like the way the Beis Yosef learns in the Rabbeinu Tam, or he holds like the Balamor, one of the two. And the Mechaber holds like the Rambam in the Rif, that what's it called, that it's mutter completely.